Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll drop in at the Collins home, where Chief Cody has arrived ahead of us, carrying a copy of a famous magazine to show Tim Collins and his family. But before we visit the Collinses, here's something you should hear. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, rookie fireman, now in special training at the fire department's promotional school. During his first week at the school for officer candidates, you remember Chief Cody assigned Tim to an evening of special duty.
Collins, Miss Garland has made an unusual request.
Miss Garland, Chief?
Yes.
That girl who's writing a magazine story about the department?
Right. She's almost through, but she says she wants to round out her information.
Well, I'll do anything I can, Chief, if it helps the department.
Good. What are your plans for this evening?
Why, I haven't made any, sir.
All right, then, here's what you can do for the fire department. Report to Miss Garland at 8 o'clock. She and her brother have an apartment at the hotel, and you'll place yourself at her disposal.
As you say, Chief.
All she wants is to have you go over her notes with her.
Yes, sir.
And she wants you to report with an appetite, all ready for dinner. You suppose you can hold off until 8 o'clock?
Oh, of course I can, Chief. Matter of fact, that's a good arrangement.
Hmm?
Well, it gives me time for a snack at home before I report to Miss Garland at the hotel.
That evening, as you remember, was a couple of weeks ago. And now, on his way home from duty late one afternoon, Chief Cody rings the doorbell of the Collins' house.
Wait till the Collinses see this magazine story.
Glory be, it's Bob Cody. We haven't seen you for so long, Chief. I thought you'd forgotten us.
Now, is that likely, Mrs. Collins? You know better than that.
Well, you know you've been neglecting us. Come right here.
Well, just for a minute, ma'am. My driver can wait. I'll be right out, Vito. I'm on my way home, Mrs. Collins.
Home? You mean you're on your way to eat in some restaurant. Tim! Jenny! It's Chief Cody!
Huh? Oh, Chief Cody, what's up, sir?
Now, don't rush me. Well, hello there, Jimmy. Where's Trudy?
Oh, Trudy's upstairs in bed, dodging her chores.
She's a little under the weather, sir. Mom put her to bed, and if she wants a tray, Jimmy or somebody can take it up.
Oh, me? Listen, I got enough to do.
Oh, Jimmy, you've been so cross all week, and now...
What's the matter with you, Jimmy? You can carry a tray upstairs to your sister, can't you?
Oh, always something. Now I'm running errands for a girl.
Jimmy, talking like that before Chief Cody, too. Excuse me, Bob. I'll see if Trudy needs anything.
I'll be on my way in a minute, Collins. I just wanted to show you and your family this magazine article, the one Miss Garland wrote.
It's in print already?
Look for yourself.
Oh, good grief, all these pages. And at the end it says continued. She's going to write more, too?
Next time about the Firefighters Brigade.
Hmm.
How do you like that, Jimmy?
Oh, the brigade, that bunch
Jimmy!
Of...
Jimmy!
The Firefighters Brigade is a great bunch of kids, Jimmy. Your brother told Miss Garland about them.
Jimmy!
Mom's calling you, Jimmy.
I'm not deaf. I'm coming. Guess I can hear all right.
Huh. Say, what's the matter with that boy, Collins? Something on his mind? Doesn't act like himself at all.
Hanged if I know, Chief. He's had a chip on his shoulder the past few days.
Off his feet, I guess. Well, son, I'll leave the magazine. Time I was moving along.
Hey, Tim. Is the chief still here?
Just leaving, Jimmy.
Oh, Mom wants to know if you can stay and eat with us.
Oh, say, why not, Chief? You're off duty. Why don't you relax? Take it easy for a while.
Mom says there's an old leg of lamb and potatoes and stuff if you want to stay.
Jimmy, you know she never said it like that.
Well,
Chief, you remember just a moment ago what we said about chips on the shoulder? You know.
Yes, I certainly do, Colin.
Mm.
Somebody is way off his feed.
Huh? Who are you talking about? Are you going to stay, Chief?
Will you stay as a favor, sir? A favor to Mom and me?
Not as a favor, son. I'll stay because I can't resist your mother's cooking. I'll be happy to stay.
Okay, Mom. He'll help us eat that old lamb.
Oh, fine. I'll be right down.
And, Jimmy.
Yeah? What now?
Jimmy, you show a little respect for the chief.
I'll let it go, Colin.
But if he can't speak to you decently...
Not now, son. Jimmy, will you do an errand for the old man, save a little wear and tear on my feet?
Oh, all right. I guess so.
Well, my driver's waiting outside. Will you tell him I said not to wait? He can take the car back to headquarters.
Well, who's driving? Vito?
No.
Okay, I'll tell him. I can holler at him from the front door.
Well, if he hollers at Vito too much, he'll get his ears pinned back. Chief, that's why I hoped you could stay.
Well, you don't expect me to pin Jimmy's ears back.
No, but... Well, he's always been so... Well, so devoted to you, Chief. And now that he's acting like a bear with a sore paw, I thought maybe... Well, maybe you might be able to snap him out of it.
I've never seen that boy so cranky before. That's a fact.
Now, I want to hear all about it. Is that the magazine?
This is it, Mrs. Collins. But here's what you'll want to see. This picture on page 82.
Oh, hold it so I can see, Mom.
Why, it's a man on a ladder, isn't it? Why is he climbing up into that tree?
Oh, good grief. Where'd they get that picture?
Okay, Chief. Your car's going back to headquarters.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. Let Jimmy see that picture, Collins.
Look, dear. Fireman climbing a ladder to get up in a tree. All the outlandish things to do. That's
huh? Oh, that's Tim up on that ladder.
It is? Well, let me look again.
That's your boy, all right, Mrs. Collins.
But Tim climbing trees.
Somebody in the crowd snapped that picture the afternoon the writer was here. Miss Garland, who wrote that story.
Oh, well, they didn't have to put it into the magazine. Well,
maybe Miss Garland thought it was important. You see, Mrs. Collins, when that picture was made, Tim was climbing to rescue a boy who was caught high up in the tree.
Tim, you never mentioned a word about it.
Oh, never gave it a thought. Good grief, they don't have to make such a fuss about a little thing like that.
The boy was paralyzed with fright, Mrs. Collins. This young fellow of yours brought the lad down. He might have fallen, anything might have happened. But Private Collins brought him down safely.
My Tim. Chief Cody, may I have this magazine? I want to keep it.
Oh, it's yours. And here's another one for Jimmy, in case he wants to show it to the firefighters' brigade.
Huh? Are you speaking to me, Chief?
Jimmy, aren't you going to thank Chief Cody for telling us about Tim when Tim never says a word about himself and bringing us the magazine and all? Well, I'm so proud.
Proud? For what?
Mom, leaving me out of it. If Jimmy can't be polite, even to
Hush,
you...
Hush, Tim. Jimmy didn't mean to be rude. Now, honestly, Jimmy, won't you be proud to tell that story to your brigade?
Story? Oh, well, Mom... I tell you, I just wasn't listening.
Oh.
Jimmy. Mom, Chief Cody, I'm sorry, but
now,
I'm...
Now, hush, Tim, please. I won't have any... Chief Cody, thank you for telling me about Tim. I'd better see if everything's ready for the table. Well, please excuse me. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mom. Mom, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, you did it. You made Mom cry.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, you've been trying hard enough all week.
Hold it, Collins. I thought I'd take a stroll down to the corner and get some ice cream for dessert, and Jimmy could come along and tell me what flavor to buy and keep me company. That's all right, isn't it, if Jimmy and I take a stroll together?
Well, sure, I get it, Chief. I'll stay here and help Mom in the kitchen. Yeah.
Well, then come along, Jimmy. We'll get the ice cream.
And thanks, Chief. Maybe that stroll is just what's needed. I'll tell Mom where you're going.
As Chief Cody and Jimmy walk down to the corner store for ice cream, Tim's young brother is more like himself, but the chief knows he has some kind of trouble on his mind.
Something's bothering you, Jimmy. I know. We've been pals for a long time, and I can tell.
Oh, gee, it's nothing important, I guess. Not enough to get Mom upset about it anyway, the way I did.
From something you said, I wonder if it's the firefighters' brigade.
Huh? Well, golly, how did you know?
Is it the brigade, Jimmy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, now you're getting me all upset.
Well, I think I'm gonna get out of the brigade.
What's that? I couldn't quite hear that.
I'm gonna get out of the brigade, I said. Well, here's the ice cream place, and please, Chief Cody, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right, let's go inside.
I'll wait outside for you, Chief Cody.
Well, now what?
Nothing. I just don't want to go inside.
Who's in there? Who's that you're glaring at through the window?
Oh, nobody much.
Isn't that young Williams, Whitey Williams?
I guess it is. Every place you go, there's that Whitey Williams. Always butting in everywhere.
Whitey Williams, he's an officer in the firefighters' brigade, isn't he? In your brigade at Northside School?
Pretty soon he can be all the officers if he wants to, after I quit.
So that's it. So there's trouble between you and Whitey.
Yeah. Well, and between us, we're making a wreck out of our brigade.
Jimmy, I'm going to look into this. Now, come on, don't hang back. We're going in there and find out what this is all about.
So, Chief Cody is about to find out why Jimmy Collins has been so hard to get along with all week. T- Tim's young brother is in the midst of a feud with Whitey Williams, and their quarrel threatens harm to the firefighters' brigade at Northside School. That's a situation Chief Cody cannot tolerate, and for his effort to bring Jimmy and his rival together, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody. And here's the next item on our list of leading causes of fire. Ready? All right, write it down. Storage in lockers and cupboards. Now, of course, we keep things in places like that. That's what they're for. But here's the danger. Sometimes we store cleaning cloths that have been soaked with oil, or work clothes crusted with paint or grease. And soon fire can start from spontaneous ignition. Heat builds up, fire starts, and we're in trouble. So check up on that fire hazard. Careless use of lockers and cupboards for storage. Well, that's all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.